Hello and welcome to Wagner Sports Talk. The date today is Saturday, April 11th, and today I'll be continuing going through the bracket to decide who the best player in the MLB currently is. And you can email us with any questions, and that email is wagnersportstalk@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at Wagner Sports TLK. That's WAGNERSPORTSTLK. So now I'm going to go into this bracket once again that I've been doing over the past couple days. And so we'll just hop right in. We're on bracket number five. We start with bracket number five today, and we'll be also doing bracket number six. So the first matchup for bracket number five is Jacob deGrom versus Tyler Clippard. This is just an obvious decision. You're going to take Jacob deGrom, but he's been so dominant over these past two seasons and over his career. I mean, his career ERA is 2.62, and two seasons ago, his ERA was just 1.7, which is just crazy low. But Tyler Clippard, he's had a couple rough years recently, but he was a pretty solid guy coming out of the bullpen before this. But that's an easy choice for DeGrom in that matchup. So the next matchup we're given is Miguel Cabrera versus Gene Segura. And so I take Miguel Cabrera in this matchup just because I think he's been so underrated. Because you think, oh, he's just an old guy. He's 36 now. He can't hit anymore. But he batted 282 last year. And the year before that, he batted 299. And his batting average over his career is at 315, which is just insanely high. And one season, he batted 339 when he was playing for the Marlins. And one year with the Tigers, he batted 344. And another year, just in 2013, batted 348. And recently, in 2015, he batted 338. So that I just find it crazy that he's been this consistent. And we think that he's going down. But a guy that I would normally say is going down like that, the way I've heard him spoken about, I would think he's hitting like 250 or something. But no, he hit 282 last year. His WAR isn't great because his home run production has gone down recently. He has a negative 0.1 WAR, which I don't understand that, but he's been a great player. So the next matchup we're given is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. versus James Paxton. I give this to Vlad Guerrero Jr. I mean, we saw him in the Home Run Derby last year as an 8 seed do very well. And he's just a great player for the Blue Jays. He only had a 1.5 WAR, which is a little low, but he was batting 272 last year. Just a great player, and we'll get to see even more of him this year. I think he'll have a great season ahead of him as we come out of this coronavirus. So then the next matchup after that we have is number 4, Austin Meadows, versus number 13, Malik Smith. I have Austin Meadows in this matchup. I really love this guy. He's a great player. He batted 291 last year. He had a 4.0 WAR. And over his career, he batted 290. And this past year was the only real full season that he was able to play. He batted 291, and with 33 home runs also. He's just a great hitter. He hits for average and for some power. So I can see him going a long way, and he's only 24. So he's got a bright future ahead of him. And then the next matchup we have is Max Kepler versus Danny Santana. I picked Kepler in this matchup, but it is a difficult matchup to choose. They're both two pretty even players, but what Kepler is able to do for that Twins team can't go overlooked. Also, his 4.1 WAR. But it is a tough matchup up against a guy like Danny Santana. Santana has a 2.0 WAR, which that's one of the big reasons I went with Kepler. But he does have a better average than Kepler. I just think Kepler brings more to the Twins organization than Santana does to the Rangers organization. So that's why I ended up picking Kepler in that matchup. The next matchup we're given is number 3, Chris Bryant versus number 14, Robbie Ray. Now, Robbie Ray has been a solid... he's high up in the pitching rotation at down in Arizona. But I have to give this one to Bryant because how dominant he is for the Cubs. I mean, he batted .282 last season, but he just gets it done in all facets. He hit 31 home runs. He hits for average. He hits for power. I mean, that's a guy that you want on your team. So that's why I'm moving him on in this bracket for now. The next matchup is number 7, Corey Seager versus number 10, Emilio Pagan. And I think people don't realize how great Corey Seager is because of the team he's on. And he was hurt in 2018. And then I don't think people realized how great he played last year. He batted .272 last year with 19 home runs. He had a 3.3 WAR. He was a great player last year. He was under-recognized for some reason last year. Maybe because his injury in 2018, but great player. He's moving on easy over Emilio Pagan. So this next matchup is interesting. Number 2, George Springer versus number 15, Justin Smoke. I went with Springer in this matchup. I mean, the guy is batting .292 average, and then with 39 home runs this past season. That's just insane. His WAR is 6.4, which is pretty high. And he's a great all-around player. He gets everything done you need. And how can you be mad at a leadoff hitter? A guy that can hit leadoff that's hitting 39 home runs. That's almost 40 home runs, which is, that's just crazy for a leadoff hitter. So he's moving on in that matchup. So now moving on to the second round, we have number 1, Jacob DeGrom versus number 8, Miguel Cabrera. I have DeGrom in this matchup. I marveled at Miggy's hitting earlier, and I still think it's amazing. But you have to look at how great of a pitcher DeGrom is. He has a 8.2 WAR, and Miggy's is negative. So you have to go with DeGrom there. But Miggy's still, I can't believe how high his batting average continues to be, even as he gets older. But DeGrom moves on in this one, as he is a great pitcher. The next matchup we have is Vladimir Guerrero versus Austin Meadows. To me, in my mind, this was clear. I'm a big Austin Meadows fan. I'm just going to come out and say I think he's a great player. I think he can go places. So I have him moving on in this matchup, especially with a guy who had a 4.0 WAR, which was pretty high for a guy only in his second major league season, playing a big season there with the Rays. So the next matchup we're given is Chris Bryant versus Max Kepler. I went with Chris Bryant in this matchup. Max Kepler, he's a good player. That average, not as high as I'd like to see it. And it's tough going up against a guy with like Chris Bryant with the stats he's been able to put up. I mean, batting .282 and with a WAR like 3.7, just a really solid all-around player in Chris Bryant. So he's moving on over Max Kepler. The next matchup and final matchup of the second round is number 7 Corey Seager versus number 2 George Springer. I have Springer moving on. That ability to hit home runs out of the leadoff spot is just crazy to me. I definitely want that on my team. So because of that, I have him moving on to go up against to go up against Chris Bryant in the next round. So the next matchup we have in the third round, it's number 1 Jacob DeGrom versus number 4 Austin Meadows. I have Meadows winning this matchup. You can't overlook that WAR of Jacob DeGrom. Yes, but I think Meadows in this next season is really going to have a breakout season. Yes, he batted 291, but I think he can go even further in this next season. So I'm going to have to go with Meadows. I think that he is going to be a great player in the future. So I give that matchup to Austin Meadows. So then the next matchup we have in the semifinals of this bracket, number 3 Chris Bryant versus number 2 George Springer. I went with Springer because, like I've been saying, just an ability to hit home runs out of the leadoff spot is just not seen often in today's game. And I really would need a guy like that on my team. So I pick him over Chris Bryant. But that's a very difficult matchup, as Chris Bryant's also a great, just all-around solid player. So in the finals of this bracket, we have number 4 Austin Meadows versus number 2 George Springer. And I have a crazy upset with number 4 Austin Meadows winning that bracket. I really love this guy. He's a great player on the diamond. He hit 33 home runs last year, which is, I think that's an underrated part of his games, his power aspect. And I think he's really, to be honest with you, an underrated player, because you don't hear guys talking about Austin Meadows this, Austin Meadows that, but he really is a great player. He's just not seen by a bunch of people. So I have him beating George Springer, and he'll be in the Sweet 16. So now we're moving right in to bracket number 6. This first matchup hurts me, being a Cleveland fan. I gotta pick one of the Cleveland guys. It's number 1 Francisco Lindor versus 16 Jake Bowers. I really love Jake Bowers, but you can't compete with a guy like Francisco Lindor. I'm sorry, you just can't. So I have Frankie moving on in that matchup. So the next matchup you've got here is number 8 Yuli Gurriel versus number 9 Corey Dickerson. I know I say this a lot, and I'm going to say it again for Yuli Gurriel. So underrated as to what he can do out on the diamond. He hit 31 home runs last season and batted 298, which is super high for a guy that you don't really hear about. And he's batted 293 over his career. So he's consistently batting around 295 with a 3.9 WAR last season. He's a great player, and I think the reason you don't hear much about him is because he's on a star-studded Astros team. So he moves on over Corey Dickerson. The next matchup we have is number 5 Trey Mancini versus number 12 Jay Happ. I have Trey Mancini moving on in this matchup. I think he is really the next future All-Star / Hall of Famer for the Orioles. I mean, that's a team that's looking rough. They don't have much. He batted 291 last season. He hit 35 home runs, which is a fair amount, and had a 3.5 WAR. So if you're looking for anyone to save your franchise, I'd say he's the man, But then you also have a guy coming up with Adley Rutschman, which they could be a deadly 1-2 combo, as Trey Mancini is only 28 right now. So he moves on over Jay Happ, who has also been a solid pitcher in this league for a while now. But Trey Mancini gets the nod there. The next matchup we have here is number 4, Blake Snell, versus number 13, Adam Duvall. I have Snell in this matchup. He's able to do it pretty consistently, but this last season he had a rough season. A 4.29 ERA as opposed to a 1.89 the season before. That's very concerning, a step up like that. I mean, this past 2019 season, he was in 23 games and allowed 51 runs. In the year before, 2018 season, he was in 31 games and allowed 38 runs. Now, that scares me, being in 8 less games, but yet allowing 13 more runs. That could worry me in the future with him, but he does move on in this one just because of that ability to be that great of a pitcher that we've seen before. And he's still really young. He's still only 27, which is, I mean, you may hear that and be like, if you're an NBA fan or something, you're like, that's not that young. But it takes a little bit for prospects to come up in the MLB, and he's been in the MLB since 2016. So he's a solid pitcher, and he moves on in this matchup. The next matchup we have is number 6, Carlos Santana, versus number 11, Marcell Ozuna. This is a guy I really love in Carlos Santana. Ozuna, he was a great player. He's fallen off recently since he left the Marlins. But Santana, a guy batting .281, he always draws a bunch of walks. He drew 108 this past season compared to a guy, let's just look up Austin Meadows, the guy who I just had win the last bracket. He walked 54 times. Carlos Santana has doubled that with 108 walks. That's just crazy. And Santana did play a couple more games. He played about 20 more games, but I just still find that insane. And he's also he only missed 4 games last season, and he's batting .281, and he has a WAR of 4.6, which is high for a guy that you don't hear much about. And he's 34, which he's getting up there in age now, but he's still playing 158 game seasons. And 2018 with the Phillies, he played 161 games. That's one game missed, which over a 162 game season is just crazy to play that many games. So he moves on in that matchup. The next matchup we have is Anthony Rizzo versus Ramel Tapia. I have Rizzo moving on. I think he is really a great player for the Cubs. He's really that guy that you need as a first baseman that can put up solid production. He sometimes bats leadoff for the Cubs, which is just crazy to see a first baseman batting leadoff. It's just because he's able to hit with average like .293 last year, and he had 27 home runs with that too. And a guy like that, a first baseman, still had 5 stolen bases, which I just can't believe that. So he's moving on because just that versatility that it takes from him. So he gets the nod in that one. The next matchup we have is 7, David Peralta versus 10, Gio Urshela. I have Gio Urshela moving on in this matchup because it might not be as good as he played last year, but if he can still stay up around .290 with that average, .280, he's only 28 as well. He hit .314 last season. Over his career, he's hit .269, but that's kind of just because of this most recent season, but he also had 21 home runs with that this most recent season. He had a 3.9 WAR, almost 4, which is that's getting up there with being a role player like that. So he gets the nod in this one over David Peralta. The next matchup we have here is number 2 Shane Bieber versus number 15 Corey Knebel, another Indian in this Indian loaded bracket. I have Bieber moving on in this matchup because I marvel at how well he pitches, and he's just able to win baseball games. Over his career, he's 26-13. This past season, he was 15-8. He's got a 4.5 WAR. His ERA might be a little higher than you want to see, but he's able to get it done, and his WHIP is only 1.054, which is pretty low. And he's just able to continue to get it done, and he started 33 games, which is nice to see. They played a full season with the Indians. So he moves on over Corey Knebel, who in his own right has been a great closer. So in the second round, we have number 1 seed Francisco Lindor versus number 8 seed Yuli Gurriel. It really hurts me to do this, but I have to give the nod to Gurriel. I mean, Francisco Lindor, he is a great player. I mean, it's so hard in a matchup like this. Lindor's got a WAR of 5 and is batted 284 last year. But that's against a guy like Yuli Gurriel, who I'm looking up his stats right now. He last season he batted 298 with a 3.9 WAR. So I have him moving on, but it's a really difficult decision. They both do a lot for their teams. I would say Frankie does more for the Indians, but it was just a really difficult matchup, and I moved on Gurriel because in my mind I really like having that ability to hit for average and get on base. So I have him moving on there. So the next matchup we have is 5 Trey Mancini versus number 4 Blake Snell. I have to move on Trey Mancini just because the way that he, how much he has to do for his team, a struggling team like the Orioles, one player has to do so much for that team. So the next matchup I have is number 6 Carlos Santana versus number 3 Anthony Rizzo. I have Santana moving on in this matchup just because how he's been able to play so many games and just be that consistent for a team, and he's still hitting for great average. He had a season with the Phillies where he only hit 229, but I think that might have been just like the issue of a new team and stuff like that. But with the Indians, he hit 281 with 34 home runs, which is a good number last year, and had a 4.6 WAR, which is really getting up there. So the next matchup we have is number 2 Shane Bieber versus number 10 Gio Urshela. I've said it before, I love Shane Bieber. I mean, I just think he has a real future. He was the All-Star MVP last year, and he was only in it because like someone got injured or something. He was like an alternative, and he won the All-Star MVP. He's just a great player, great pitcher. I think he'll go really far this year and do great things this year. So he gets the nod against Gio Urshela, who was a great hitter this past season. So the next matchup we have, moving on into the semifinals of this bracket, we have of this specific bracket. We'll get into the big bracket later. But we have 8-seed Yuli Gurriel versus 5-seed Trey Mancini. I have Mancini moving on here. Once again, just how much he does for his team, I have to move him on over Gurriel, because they hit around the same stats last season, and I just have to move on Mancini because of that, because of what he does for his team. So I have another Indians matchup, number six Carlos Santana versus number two Shane Bieber. I gotta move on Shane Bieber because now he's gonna step more into the spotlight with Kluber gone now. And once again, he had a 4.5 WAR last season, which in only his second season is a really high number. So he moves on over Santana, who is a great hitter in his own right. The next matchup and final one of the night is number 5, Trey Mancini versus number 2, Shane Bieber. I have Shane Bieber in this matchup. You could go either way, but I just think the way that Bieber is able to consistently get it done day after day, start after start, it's something to marvel at, and I think he can go a long way in his career and in this next season. And he's also still only 24 years old, so I think he's got a bright future ahead of him. And that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope you can tune in tomorrow, and thank you for listening.